Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Where's Ahmad Rashad?
Well, to the scores
of Matty Gukas.
To the scores of people watching on YouTube. Sorry. That's happening right now. No, but we got something for the YouTube audience. You can't hear the NBA on NBC theme.
No.
But those listening on 95.7 The Game can't see this. What I'm holding up right here is a special edition. Stephen Curry, The Town, limited edition bobblehead.
I think it's on town.
It's unopened. We will debut this to the world,
yep.
To the earth, planet Earth. We're going to debut this to you.
And Uranus, if you're watching out there. It's a planet, coach. God. I can't work in these conditions. All right,
John,
Jupiter.
Why don't you try Uranus?
Neptune.
I'm in.
Mars.
We'll debut this.
What?
To all the planets.
All of them.
How about at 3:45?
Sounds good.
Nick Friedell's going to come on. We'll make him, deal with that. But I would suggest get over to YouTube if you want to be the first to see what the limited edition The Town Steph Curry, limited edition bobblehead, looks like.
The best and bobblehead, The Town.
Let me get all of our information set so you know when this is going to be available to you. November 24th, that is Monday, the Warriors will be hosting the Utah Jazz at Chase Center. Custom City Edition court is going to be revealed that night. And the first 10,000 fans in attendance will receive a Steph Curry, The Town bobblehead presented by Rakuten. And boy, them folks at the old, whoop, there goes that information.
Gone.
Good thing I read it before that blew away. Anyway, the folks at the old Warriors marketing department, they know what they're doing. I'll just leave it at this. There's a couple things going on that night. And so, but the Warriors have found a way to make that night a big night here at Chase Center. So we'll unveil that in a little bit.
And I'm not super uniform guy. I know that Joe, Butcher Boy Shasky, and Guru are very locked in on uniforms.
Absolutely.
But having seen these uniforms in their preview form, I am super excited about The Town with the new color scheme and all that.
So good.
And so, yeah. The Town limited edition bobblehead can be yours if you're one of the first 10,000.
If the price is right.
If and yes, you are in the
if
house.
You
yes.
get tickets to the November 24th game. Tickets for the game are available at warriors.com. All right, more information on that we will tell you about at 3:45 when we unveil the bobble. So get over to YouTube. You got yourself some time, about 40 minutes to do it. John Feliciano is going to join us for his weekly Tuesday visit, but this time at 3:15 because we're going to start moving more toward Warrior basketball as the afternoon goes with the big game in LA, the season opener coming up tonight. We'll check in with Nick Friedell, who's down with the team also at 3:45, and some surprises for you from LA as we get a little bit closer to the action. As we get ready for Feliciano, I hadn't said this yet, and I want to throw this out.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Out there. There is, to me, sort of a behind-the-scenes strategic thing that the 49ers really need to be thinking about right now, and I have no doubt that they are. They're a pretty smart group. I think they know what they're doing. But it's a good week for us to all point to the fact that, I don't know if you know this, but Robert Saleh is really good at his job.
Yeah.
Very, very good at his job. And Robert Saleh was here, Super Bowl. Robert Saleh's disciple, DeMeco Ryans, is here, Super Bowl. Then, for whatever reason, when DeMeco gets the job at Houston, and we will see him this weekend, when he gets that gig, suddenly Kyle Shanahan decides, let's go kind of like a different direction at defensive coordinator. Let's bring in someone with a different style. And he goes with a very good coach, but a different style in Steve Wilks. That wasn't so great. It wasn't awful, but it wasn't so great. Then, when Wilks is let go...
They went to the Super Bowl that year, right?
They did go to the Super Bowl. Yes, they did go to the Super Bowl, but there was clearly a clash there. But Wilks is an excellent coach, and then at the end of the year, not often that you go to the Super Bowl and fire assistants, but that's what the Niners did because of those clashes. And then they do the Nick Sorensen thing, which was a complete disaster. And I don't think that was all on Nick, but Nick was in over his head, is the way I would put it. Now you go back to Robert Saleh, and look what you get. You lose your best two defensive players, and you're still functioning. You're still holding teams to 10 points on Sunday Night Football. Just an amazing job. Is it too good of a job? Is Robert going to get another look from the head coaching searches that undoubtedly will be happening at the end of the year, and if not this year, is it next year, whatever? I really hope that the 49ers don't ever leave this system and style ever again. So, A, do everything you can financially and beyond to make sure that Robert Saleh does not want to leave unless he gets a high-level head coaching job. But if and when inevitably that happens, I really hope the Niners are doing a lot right now behind the scenes to groom whoever Robert Saleh's replacement is so that you can sort of mimic DeMeco Ryans and mimic what was, like, whoever you give it to next, make sure he's been sitting there learning under Saleh for a few years is kind of my point.
Yeah, it's not as easy as that, but I do like that as the ideal. And I know that when they ended up hiring Nick Sorensen, he wasn't their first choice, and he might have been their fourth or fifth choice. And you went down the board and you realized, well, we're going to give this guy a shot because you liked him and what he had done. And yeah, it did not work. And a lot of things didn't work last year. I won't put the whole year on Nick Sorensen. I think that your special teams were bad. Your defense wasn't good. There were a lot of things last year, all the injuries and whatnot, that led the year to be unsatisfactory. And yeah, you had to make the move. You made the move and you brought back Robert Saleh. And I'm not sure if he's going to be ready to roll to get another one of these head coaching openings, because right now, if you look at the landscape. And unfortunately, the jobs that might be open are including a bunch of Shanahan disciples, because it looks like Miami eventually, you would figure, is going to be open. Like Mike McDaniel's right. having a dreadful year. And honestly, Houston with D'Amico Ryans, that's a team that could be teetering on the brink. So as you look at what jobs are going to be open, I don't know if this is a year where you're going to have that many of them that are going to be open. You've got a lot of first-year guys. Other candidates who might have been whacked, quote-unquote, like the Giants suddenly have a renaissance, and Brian Daboll,
right.
he might be keeping
That's a
his
maybe.
Gig.
I mean, Tennessee's already open.
That's one.
Tennessee is already open.
If you want to look at the rest of them, like, there aren't a lot of other ones that are going to be open. Tennessee is open. Tampa Bay, no. Seattle, he's new. Pittsburgh with Mike Tomlin, they don't ever change their head coach.
No, Chicago
Aaron
just
Glenn
changed.
Winless.
No, but Aaron Glenn's not going anywhere in 1 year. I don't believe.
Now, I mean, same thing with Kellen Moore then in New Orleans. They're going to give him more of a runway than, you know, I think he gets more of a runway.
I'd keep an eye on the Arizona Cardinals.
That's a possibility, Jonathan Gannon.
I think the Arizona Cardinals
but
is
honestly,
one.
But honestly, if I'm Robert Saleh and I have a choice of one more year as a DC or you take that job,
I agree with you. If I'm Saleh, I'm now in a spot. I've just had an experience of what happens when I take a crappy job as a head coach. You get whacked unfairly. Now he's going to rebuild his name. And, yes, I would be more selective next time around. I'm going to want an organization that I know has good backing and, quite frankly, a good quarterback.
Right. And
I don't want to end up in this quarterback carousel again if I'm Robert Saleh and have someone like Aaron Rodgers come in and fire me for no good reason. I don't want to do that.
I think it's similar with Kevin Stefanski in Cleveland. Like they might make a move there, which I do think is a little unjust because I think he's done mostly a good job with not a lot offensively. Shout out Quinshon Judkins, my guy. But again, if you're Saleh and you've got Arizona, Cleveland, Tennessee, or stick and stay for one more year as Shanahan's right-hand man, I think I stay.
Yeah, but I mean, there's so many things still that could be coming around the corner that we don't see.
It's fair.
What happens with Taylor in Cincinnati? Based on how that season goes, and are you getting Joe Burrow next, back next year and all of that. So, yeah, there's some questions out there. But we've got questions. We've got questions for John Feliciano. We sit here today live from Splash at Thrive City. It's presented by Xfinity. Your home court advantage brought to you by Xfinity. Watch all your favorite teams all in one place. Xfinity. Imagine that. John Feliciano joins us next. We'll get into the rebirth of the offensive line as George Kittle returns. He told us, I think they need Kittle. They got Kittle. Poof. Look what happened. So Feliciano's going to want to blow on the back of his fingernails and talk this out. So we'll do that. Coming up next, we are sponsored by Moderna. And live at Splash on the NBA's opening night, this is Willard and Dibbs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.